You're going to hate me for this, but here it is. This story is about complex financial instruments, the electric transmission market, state regulation, and yeah, the oil and gas business. It's a lot to chew on. So I want to introduce someone you can hold in the back of your mind while we talk about the other stuff.
My name is John Studer from the city of Seymour. I'm city manager.
You can find Seymour, Texas, somewhere between Wichita Falls and Abilene. Fewer than 3,000 people call it home.
Like all West Texas communities, struggling with every cent is important to us.
Seymour runs its own electric utility. It buys on the wholesale market and sells power to its citizens. Voters have control of their utility, and profits go to the city. Studer says it worked well until last year when the electric bills started going up.
And it just kept progressively getting higher. And then when you get one up in the, you know, for 10% of your bill for congestion charges, and it takes your breath away.
If the city was paying $200,000 on a bill, it suddenly owed $20,000 more. A lot of money for a place like Seymour. You probably noticed he said that extra money was going
for congestion charges.
Congestion charges. Those are fees charged for an overtaxed electric system. And here's where things get tricky.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're very happy to have Mr. Ken Settle.
Small towns like Seymour aren't the only ones paying more these days. More than 200 miles away, on a recent Thursday, a banquet hall at the Petroleum Club of Midland was full. These were people from the oil and gas industry, and they were also worried about their bills. Kent Sadoff from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas had flown in to give them some bad news. Not only would prices go up again in West Texas this summer, it was kind of their fault.
Well, essentially, the transmission system we have out here today was largely built to serve the load that was there before this great increase in oil drilling activity.
All those pump jacks and drill rigs use electricity. It used to be that cost was spread across the state so that no one consumer was hit too hard by it. But since ERCOT changed the way the grid worked a few years ago to what's called a nodal system, the price of congestion stays closer to the areas where it exists. That's why some areas near the South Texas oil fields have seen congestion costs rise as well.
It's very much like in Austin, for example, roads can't be built fast enough to take care of all the additional people moving there.
The problem is the toothpaste is already out of the tube.
John Bick is with the energy consulting firm Priority Power Management. He works with the city of Midland, where prices have also gone up, and he says grid planners should have seen this coming.
The planning for transmission to serve oil and gas production in West Texas, there were some shortcomings in that process.
Bick is lobbying for price caps on congestion fees. But there's a catch. Some people are actually profiting from those fees. ERCOT auctions off something called congestion revenue rights, so power companies and investors can make money when the lines are overloaded. Here's Ken Sadoff.
Generators can buy those rights, and financial institutions, banks, or investment houses can buy those rights.
I asked ERCOT for a list of the companies that had made money off this recent round of congestion, and I was told that information is protected by competitive secrets rules. In Midland, some oil and gas companies talk about the possibility of buying congestion rights themselves as a way to hedge against future price hikes. But far from the oil fields, back in Seymour, city manager John Studer says his town probably couldn't afford to dabble in the transmission markets.
He can't write the rules to fit everybody, but it sure does come down sometimes hard on some people.
He says Seymour has a new electric contract with the company AEP that should provide better rates in the short term. In the long term, West Texas will have to cut down on electric use or build more transmission lines to see lower electric bills. At least, as long as the drilling boom lasts. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.